We are now joined by the Busch Pole Award winner, Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 Dow Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Congratulations, Austin.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and open it up. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get to you. Go right down here to Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport Magazine. First pole by the 3 car at Talladega in 25 years. I know this track's celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend. Obviously, the history of the car isn't lost on you. How big is that, and how big is it for you to bring that number back to the top of the pylon here now and not just at Daytona?
Well, I mean, I'm a numbers kind of guy, and you could correlate all those numbers together. You know, it's 50th anniversary for RCR, 50th for Talladega. Talladega is where RCR kind of started in 69. So I'm pumped to be here in the 3 car, and Danny Stockman and the boys did a great job building a fast car. And you'll want to go out there and make some noise, and they did it. I give all the credit to them, those guys. And tomorrow it's up to us to keep that car up front. And hopefully make a real iconic win for RCR and everyone here at Talladega. Oh, it's been awesome. You know, Stockman's my guy, man. He's a grinder. He's like me. Me and him are cut from the same cloth when it comes to just competitive nature. We hate to lose at anything, and it's nice to have that back. Just because, man, he pushes me for every little bit he can get. I mean, we were second. Right there in that first round, he's talking to me about my line and where I can make up some speed. And I mean, it's pretty tough to cut feet out of this track because it's so big. And I did my best for him. I didn't spin the tires leaving that time. And I think that kind of jumped us up a little bit enough to get the pole.
We'll go over here to Chris.
Chris, 9catchwins.com. Happy birthday. If it's too dangerous to block tomorrow, how do you keep the lead?
Oh, man. I think, you know, having people behind you that you can trust is a big key to that, keeping the lead. Getting those bow ties up front and working together, and that'll be a big part of it. But blocking is going to be a little tougher, I think, with the ducks in the front. But, you know, it's a part of the game. We'll just have to test it out early and see what it is. But I definitely don't want to give up that front position. But there are going to be guys just – the front guy seems to be a little bit of a sitting duck, so there'll be a lot of movement on the track tomorrow. Hopefully it's good movement and not cars going the other way.
We'll come down here to the front to Dustin, and then over here to Bob.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Austin, you talked about the bow ties working together. Looking back at Daytona, how much did it bother you that a Chevy team worked with another manufacturer as opposed to working with you guys? And I know there was a meeting today. So, what was the message out of the meeting among the Chevy teams?
Well, I think we're just unified as a group now in a better position. We're working hard. We know we saw other teams doing a really good job of it here at Talladega last year. For us, that was just about having working together to get a Chevrolet to victory lane the best we can, put ourselves all in a better position, and. That's just kind of what it was. You know, working together was the message.
Did it bother you that Daytona Chevy team did?
Man, I think that's in the past. You know, I think it's cool that we've learned from that and moved forward, really. I think it was cool today sitting in there with all of our guys in one group, having a group discussion about what we needed to do to accomplish our goals for tomorrow.
We'll come down here to Bob.
Well, Bob Parker, Fox Sports. I have two. First, to kind of follow up on that, did you view, is there an order from Chevrolet only to help Chevrolets, or is it more just a suggestion and do what you have to do?
I think it's just looking at what the other teams have been successful in the last couple plate races. You look at those guys, and they're grouping up, and they're dictating the race. And we don't want to be in that position where we're having to fight from behind the whole time. And we have good numbers at Chevy, and we need to use them. So, honestly put, is just looking at what the competition has done and trying to make it better, do our job to be better at it.
Is there more of an emphasis on that because Chevy hasn't won this year?
I don't think it's any more of an emphasis. If we didn't have this meeting, we would just still be behind. You know what I mean? I think everybody and the other manufacturers have done a good job of doing this, and instead of sitting back and playing it the old way of speedway racing, we've decided to take it as a group effort, and I think that you'll see that tomorrow. I truly hope so. You know, it's our first time at it. I think, you know, these guys have been working at it for a couple races now, and they've kind of done a good job of perfecting how to get to the front and work together. We're still working as a group. We had a young group of Chevy drivers there, a little less experience, but we as a group, I feel like, have done a good job over the weekend and last couple weeks. This is not just our first meeting about it. We've been working a little bit behind the scenes, trying to leading up to Talladega to do our best job as a group to work together.
And finally, Danny was kind of fired. I was obviously a little fired up over the whole Declan thing. I mean, were you concerned about it impacting your performance today? And are you concerned about any penalties going forward?
I knew it wasn't going to hurt our performance. It's not from a speed penalty wise. It wasn't. You know, it wasn't something we were just fixing a problem, and it turned out it wasn't. We didn't need to do that. So, you know, I'm sure Stockman was spun out about it, but speed wise, I knew it wasn't going to hurt us. And moving forward, I hope that NASCAR takes into effect the entire story of it, and whatever that's dealt our way, we'll handle it and go on from there. You know, I'm just happy that RCR has brought a lot of speed to the track this year. We're running toward the front more, where I feel like as a driver, as a team, we can compete with these guys. And consistently, if we are, like Richmond was awesome for us. We really had a car capable of running in that top three group and had a bad stop at the end. More of these type races where we show speed and we constantly are up there, we're going to have a chance to win a race and lock ourselves in to the playoffs. And that's what I'm more concerned with. You know, you fight for points all year long, but we need to have a shot to win the championship, and that's our ultimate goal.
Are there any additional questions for Austin? We'll come back down here to Jacob.
Austin, you guys have been searching for momentum as a company. Today would seem to be a huge day between Reddick winning the Xfinity race, you on the pole here. Have you guys started to turn the corner, do you feel like, or is it too early to tell with this being a super speedway race?
And truthfully, speed-wise, I felt like we've had momentum all year. You go back to Vegas, Fontana, I sat on the pole. I'm really proud of, as a company, what we showed up to this year with the packages. Xfinity team has been kicking butt all year. The two team with Randall and Tyler Reddick have been very impressive. So that's always good morale in the shop. You know, just the edge that brings when you're running up front, it keeps the guys wanting to do more, wanting to go faster. And that's what you love seeing out of a group at RCR that's been here for a long time. This is the fire's lit, and when that fire's lit, we can be tough to beat.
We'll go over here to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I remember being at your Xfinity championship party, and you and Danny just had a blast together. You feel like you guys have rekindled that relationship, and it's where it was when you guys felt invincible.
That relationship has never really gone away. It has distanced itself, but now I feel like I told him after one of the races, we had a practice. I was at Phoenix, and we started yelling back and forth at each other, and we were fast in the practice. And I told him, we're going to do this, and he's like, all right. And so he did it, and the car didn't respond to what I wanted, and then he did what he wanted to do, and it went fast again. And after practice, I was like, I think that's the best practice we've had since we've been separated. Like, I love you again. And he was like, all right, you know, it was just me and him joking with each other. But that was a good race for us as Phoenix, and it kind of got us back on the right path. And he's just constantly on me, and that's what I got to have. I got to have that guy, and I'm a fiery personality, and he hates to lose at anything, when it's both practice sessions, qualifying race, and I love that. That's the mentality that you should have every weekend. As a company, as a race team, everybody should want to win everything that they do.
There any final questions? All right, Austin, congratulations. Good luck tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.